everyone, and welcome to Art Scene, KUVO's monthly program on the visual arts in Denver. Today it is my great pleasure to welcome Trina Buemiller, who is a wonderful artist whose work I've admired for so very long. Welcome, Trina.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So tonight at the McNichols, what is the occasion of the big celebration tonight?
The big celebration tonight is called Night of Rock. It's a building-wide event. Denver Arts and Venues came up with this idea to tie together my exhibition, which is from Rocky Mountain National Park, to the exhibition they have on the second floor, which is a rock and roll celebration. And so they're playing with the idea of rock.
So okay.
There will be music and craft beer tastings and wine tastings.
Okay, well, that brings us to the focus of the exhibition that's being featured this evening. You came to this body of work from a residency in the Rocky Mountain National Park. And the National Park System has residencies for visual and literary artists to visit them and be inspired by the environment.
Yes, most of the national parks have residencies.
Right. And for your residency at Rocky Mountain National Park, this year is the centennial of the park. Mm-hmm. Did you go there with that in mind?
Part of the application process asked for us to come up with an idea for the centennial. And in a moment, a weak moment perhaps, shortly before the proposal was due, I decided that I would do 100 paintings in honor of the 100 years. Not really quite sure what form that would take, but I wanted to get the application in and found that I was successful and that now I had 100 paintings to do.
Okay. And how long did that take?
It's taken me about a year since my residency to do the 100 paintings.
And how long were you actually in residency in the park?
I was there for 2 weeks. They only allow 6 artists per year, and 3 of those are visual artists and 3 are literary artists. And so there wasn't really enough time to do 100 paintings.
They're extraordinary to see 100 paintings on a particular theme all housed in that way. It's very impactful and very beautiful as well. Now, Trina, do you paint in acrylic or oil?
I paint in oil.
Oil?
Which is another reason why it took so long to make them. I paint in layers, in transparent layers of glazes. A glaze is made up of oil, turpentine, varnish, and a little bit of pigment. And I paint in probably about 40 layers per painting. And each layer takes a day to dry. There's no way I could work on all 100 paintings every day. But I was able to work on a number of them every day so that I could keep sequencing them through. And I did work on all 100 at the same time. I felt like it was important to recreate that experience of being immersed in the park and the natural environment in my studio.
So I also understand that the McNichols building is then going to close at the end of the month. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And going through major renovations so that it will continue to be a really major art venue for the city and county of Denver. So this is kind of a closing night of rock, night of beautiful paintings and great rock and roll imagery. So it's a wonderful night to get out. So in conjunction with that, I thought I would highlight a couple of things that are happening on Saturday. Mary Lou Blackledge is featured at Gallery J on Santa Fe Drive. Jean Herman, who does wonderful fabric portraits, is at A Buzz Gallery. And Regina Benson, who also works in textiles, at the Ice Cube Gallery. And at the Denver Art Museum, Fritz Schulder will be featured, wonderful Native American artist, very large, impressive works that he will have on display at the Denver Art Museum. So those are some of the things that are available for you for the visual arts tonight and this weekend. I'm Hillary DiPullo. Thank you for being with us.
I'm way down low, deep in the ground. I've got those cold rocks all around. Ain't got a thing in my pocket. I've got those Rocky Mountain blues.